USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 30,000 Russian troops have been massing near their border with Ukraine as tensions in the area continue to rise between the two countries over Russian-backed separatists operating in the east of Ukraine. The United States and the European Union have vocalized their support for Ukraine, but many worry that a full-blown conflict is inevitable. French President Emmanuel Macron says that he would prefer to see a diplomatic solution to the crisis, but tells CBS News that if Western powers are going to draw red lines with Russia, they have to ensure that they'll be respected.
I think we have to be clear and tough. It was a failure of a naive approach vis-à-vis Russia. I'm definitely in favor of discussion with Russia, with an open, quiet and respectful discussion with Russia. But I think that when we put red lines, we have to be sure to be credible and to make these red lines respected by the others.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued a warning concerning a popular treadmill. John Clemens has the story.
The warning was issued to owners of the Peloton Tread Plus that has a price tag of $4,300 after 39 incidents, one of which resulted in death. Joseph Mardiak is with the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Any consumer using the Peloton Tread Plus who has or could have a pet, a child, or an object around this device, this warning is for you. You should not be using this treadmill because it has the capability in almost 40 cases of sucking the child or the object or the pet underneath and we've had serious injuries, entrapment, they've been pinned, they've had abrasions, they've had multiple fractures, and of course, sadly, a fatality.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
COVID-19 became the third leading cause of death in the United States in 2020, killing about 375,000 Americans. But in one major city, it was surpassed by another public health crisis. Jeremy Scott reports.
In San Francisco, 255 deaths were recorded from the coronavirus last year, killing nearly three times as many, accidental drug overdoses at 713. These numbers are from preliminary data released by the city's Office of the Chief Medical Examiner. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the largest increase in the number of overdose deaths nationwide occurred in March and May, coinciding with the first lockdowns. In a statement, the CDC said the increases in drug overdose deaths appear to have accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. Fentanyl is behind more overdose deaths than any other drug. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And NASA's Ingenuity helicopter is set to attempt to take flight on the surface of Mars early Monday morning. The vehicle's first flight has been delayed twice as engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab completed some extra testing on the helicopter. Should Monday's test flight be a success, it would be the first time that a human-controlled vehicle took flight on the surface of another planet. Former NASA astronaut Jose Hernandez says it would be an incredible technical achievement. He tells Fox News about the difficulties of flying through the Martian atmosphere.
The gravitational pull of Mars is 37% of the Earth, but this is why you need, for a little 4-pound helicopter, you need a 4-foot wingspan and rotational speed of about 4,200 RPMs to get that lift capability on that planet.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.